financial literacy, and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Frances Rayum.
You're right.
I guess I was talking about if Jerome dropped it from 4.25 to whatever percent he wants it dropped to one.
Yeah. So that's the idea behind it. I mean, that's the sell is, look, if I just tell the Fed to lower this interest rate, we're going to pay less in interest and everybody's going to be happy.
Right.
That's great if you're the government, not so great if you're us. Hi, it's Frances. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Frances Rayum. Hi.
You know,
what are we talking about today?
We're talking about what might be possible, understanding Trump, the Fed, and the debt.
You know, we only have 28 minutes, right?
Yeah, well, but we're going to do this in layman's terms, because really what I find is that most people have a sense for, you know, debt bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Money good, debt bad, even if it's the country. You know, we have all this debt. Isn't this awful? The national debt. What are we going to do about the debt? I wonder how many people really understand what that debt is when we're talking about it. So we're going to use some analogies today about how this might affect your household and how this is similar to what goes on in your household budget. We are talking about why President Trump is pushing so hard for big interest rate cuts and what they could really mean for your wallet. Okay.
Right. Do we want to start with the biggest question, which is, if we do owe this money, which we hear about it all the time, who exactly do we owe it to? Is it China? Is it one place? Is it multiple places? And what are we going to do if that debt gets called in?
Well, let's break it down in everyday terms, right? Let's go through some key points, and I promise we will get to your question because it's a really important one. But the first thing is, what's actually happening? Why are we talking about this on Financial Fitness today? And basically, President Trump wants the Federal Reserve to slash those short-term interest rates. We're talking about rates that would affect buying a car, taking out a personal loan, something for a year. But pay attention, because your long-term interest rates may move in the opposite direction. So he wants the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, essentially, who he's blaming for things already, and that may be part of this, to chop those rates from about 4.25% where they are now down to 1%. Now, that's the kind of an emergency move that the Fed would usually take during a recession or a financial meltdown. Most experts don't think we're there, at least not yet. So that's what's so disturbing, is this sort of swipe of a pen. You know, I want you to change these interest rates and drop them from 4.25% to 1%. So why does he want to drop those rates so low if we're not in an emergency situation? And I promise I'm going to let you ask that question again, but I think a little background is helpful here.
Mm-hmm.
I think what he's thinking, and, you know, who am I to decide what he's thinking, right? But the consensus is he wants to make it cheaper for the government. That, believe it or not, that was the United States calling me. I'm sure that's a scam phone call. Pretty sure it's a scam phone call, but that was pretty darn funny. Okay. So I think
he knows you're talking about him, Frances.
You know, why would I not be surprised about that? Okay. So I think what he wants to do is to make it cheaper for the government to borrow money to pay off old debts. What? We do this in our households, and I complain about it, right? Borrow money to pay off old debts. All right. To try to give a slowing economy a boost. Now, what I mean by that is there are signs that the economy is slowing. And when you drop the interest rate, the rate at which people are able to borrow, right, they borrow more money and they buy more stuff.
Right.
On debt. But this is the thinking from economists in general, is when you drop those interest rates, you will give a slowing economy a boost. That may be what he has in mind. But again, as far as the economists I've listened to, and research, nobody seems to think we're in this emergency situation like we were during COVID or the housing bubble. So that's what's so disturbing is why is he wanting that rate drop so drastically right now? The other side of the coin is possibly it's a little bit personal to set up the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, as a fall guy if things get worse. In other words, Trump
Okay.
could always say, I wanted him to drop those interest rates to 1%, and he wouldn't do it. So it's his fault. Okay.
Right.
All right. We'll talk about what the risk of that is. But your question is, if we already owe all this debt, the government owes this debt, who the heck do they owe it to, right? I mean, are we like going to China going, hey, we want to buy some new missiles. Why don't you give us some money?
Right. And
Okay.
also, geopolitical relations aren't so great right now between China and the US. So, does that play into
Jess Tyler with a geopolitical reference. I love it. What have we done to you, Jess? Okay. So, mostly we owe the debt to investors. Hang in there. Okay. To investors who buy U.S. Treasury bonds.
Okay.
Does that seem weird? Right.
Yeah.
In the financial world, we talk about equity and debt, and we talk about equity are stocks and debt are things like bonds, right? Bills. So investors that are buying those U.S. Treasury bonds are doing it to keep themselves safe. Now, here's where
Investors, are you talking people or are you talking countries?
we are talking basically everything from your grandmother's 401k or a pension fund to foreign governments. So
Okay.
banks buy these US Treasury bonds, right? Pension
Okay.
funds buy them, insurance companies buy them, foreign governments like China and Japan buy them, even the regular Americans through their regular old retirement accounts, right? Buy them. It's part of your diversification to try to buy some safe stuff
Okay.
along with your risky stuff. And right from the top, places do this, right? Including foreign countries. So they buy these US Treasury bonds to protect themselves. That point has to be driven home. They're buying our bonds to protect themselves from risk. Okay. Now,
Okay.
when the old bonds expire, bonds have a certain period of time. They're good for 5, 10, 20, whatever the time limit is on the bonds, right? When an old bond expires, the government pays those back by selling new ones. Now,
Okay.
I promised you analogies because this is really, if you aren't into finance, this is going to sound crazy.
Well, it
But
sounds kind of like a pyramid scheme to me, like you're a little bit. No?
well,
Okay.
okay, but it's the way it works. It is kind of crazy, and it is kind of like a pyramid scheme in a way, I guess. But think of it in terms of your own finances. It's like rolling over an old loan into a new loan with a different interest rate, right? So you
Right.
have your
Okay.
mortgage at 6.5% and rates go down, right?
Yeah.
Which is what he's saying he wants to do. He wants to push those rates down. And then you're going to refinance at 3%. Okay. So think of it like having a giant credit card that never really goes away. You pay it off. You open a new one, hopefully with a better rate, but you haven't solved the problem. You still owe the debt.
Right.
And the interest, I'll probably give this stat again, the interest on the debt that the United States owes is more than $1 trillion a year.
Oh,
The interest, Jess. Now, to
yeah.
put this into perspective, the Social Security, the amount of money that we spend on Social Security is only $1.4 trillion a year.
So
So
the interest is
just,
almost as much as.
yeah. So people are talking about, will they cut Social Security? Geez, if we could just wrangle in the debt, it would be great, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I hope that answered your question about who this money is really owed to. But just understand that when we're talking about debt, it isn't that the United States went out and bought a bunch of stuff, like we would do and call it debt, but they sell those US Treasury bonds to countries and to people who want to protect themselves from risk. And in doing that, it creates a debt of
Okay.
which has an interest due on it of more than $1 trillion a year.
And it keeps growing and growing and growing every year.
And it keeps growing every year because we aren't touching the principal like we would be on our own personal debts if we did something, like our system or some other way to pay down debt. Does
Okay.
that help?
It,
I
yeah, it
hope.
actually really does. If you,
Okay.
yes, equate it to the credit card makes sense to me.
Oh, good. Good. So what's the real risk in this, I guess? Right? The
Yeah, it sounds like if
what's
you're getting a lower interest rate, you're going to get a lower payment. So that seems like initially people are happy about that.
Well, we're not making that payment, right? The government is making that payment, right? They're trying making it outward. So you're right.
I
What
guess I was talking about the if Jerome drops it from Jerome, like we're buddies, if Jerome dropped it from 4.25 to how whatever
to
percent he wants
one.
it dropped it to
To
one.
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the idea behind it. I mean, that's the sell is look, if I just tell the Fed to lower this interest rate, we're going to pay less in interest and everybody's going to be happy.
Right.
That's great if you're the government, not so great if you're us.
Okay.
Lower rates can push inflation higher.
Yeah,
That
we
means
don't want that.
your groceries, your gas, everything else could get a lot pricier. So, when I was talking about if you just refinance your credit cards or your mortgage, yes, you might get a lower interest rate. But the thing is, it doesn't solve the main problem. This is something that every president since we've had debt has had to deal with, and none of them have done it successfully so far, really, right? Some people wrangle it down a little bit, but here it is, $1 trillion a year in interest.
Yeah.
If you scaled that down to household finance, you'd still be having a fit over the amount of interest you'd be paying. So it doesn't solve the main problem. The government owes too much debt. That's it. When people are trying to buy bonds, US Treasury bonds, to keep themselves safe, they're doing it as a hedge, right? They're doing it to protect themselves from risk. Do you want to buy a bond from somebody who's overloaded with debt and can barely pay the interest payments or maybe not make the interest payments?
So that means that people are going to slow down wanting to buy those bonds.
It means a lot of things. It means our rates to borrow money from other places is going to go up
Oh.
because, right? Because we look riskier.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's a creepy situation to be in. I think that, we obviously we'll have to talk more about this in the second half, but I guess I just want to hit one more thing before we go to break, which is how much will Trump's tariffs actually harm us, right?
Yeah, I
I
think
mean,
that's the thing most people want to know. It sounds good in theory. The tariffs making other countries pay more until you realize that means we're going to pay more.
yeah, there's so many things to I hate to use this term unpack because everybody uses it, but there's so many things to unfold and go over here. And I just want to make sure that we're doing them in sort of layman's terms, which is why we're talking about what that debt actually is, that it's US Treasury bonds, right? But, we can only guess about the tariffs because the news keeps changing all the time. But
Right.
economists estimate that the tariffs could raise the inflation by about a percentage point. So if it's at 2.4 now, that means if the tariffs could bump it up to maybe 3.4, 3.5 over time. That means you're paying out 3.5% more on everything you're buying. Yet
Is
the
there a
job market
rate
is
at
weakening. Go ahead.
is there a rate that is there a rate that inflation gets up to that then you call it a depression? Or a recession.
Typically we try to keep inflation at around 2 to 2.5% a year.
Okay.
There are more things than just the rate getting up to call it a recession or a depression, but hopefully, we are far away from a depression. Recession is always very scary to people when we say that word because they hear the Great Depression in their head. But we go in and out of recessions often, and sometimes it is a way for the market to pull back and put us back on our feet. It's never pleasant. Nobody likes it, but it's sort of part of the natural flow of things. We have recessions a lot. Sometimes they last a few months, and nobody even notices. Sometimes they
Okay.
last years, yeah.
Well, let's talk more about this coming up, and much more, I know. But first, I want to get your phone number.
Of course, it's 413-773-3333.
All right, and coming up, we'll have part two of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram on WHMP.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hi, Jess. Are you hanging in there with me?
Yeah, it's big topics today, but this is very helpful, like equating it with your regular credit card. And it makes sense in my head when you do it that way to me.
I hope so. I think that it's important, very important for Americans to have a grip on what's really going on. You know, we tend to hear little sound bites on the news and we repeat them. And, you know, I'm guilty of it as well as anybody. I've said for years, you know, if China calls our notes, we're done. And people always agree with me. Oh, yeah. But I wonder how many people really know what that means, right? So when we talk about the debt, the tariffs, the idea that President Trump wants to have the Federal Reserve push those interest rates down from 4.25% to 1%, I can't stress enough how drastic a move that would be. Typically, we drop by a quarter of a point. When we drop by a half a point at a time, people get a little twitchy. Dropping by 3.25 points is like catastrophic. Yeah.
Again, I know we talked a little bit about this in the first half, but if you can explain to me again or add on to initially when you hear that borrowing rates are going to be cheaper, it makes you happy. So I know you said there's a lot of risks involved with that. So yes, you still owe the same amount in debt. I get that part. What other things, though, should make us concerned? Because really, sure. I think most people are going to be like, oh, it sounds great.
Yeah. So, right. Why would that? What's the risk in that, right? The government gets a lower rate to issue new debt at or buy or pay off old debt, right? They refinance at a lower rate. This is a thing that Trump used often in his own businesses, you know, and many of us have. You know, you have some debt that you owe, it's at a higher interest rate, so you refinance it at a lower rate. But you probably are aware that most of the time when you do that, things change. All right. If I were to give you an analogy of a mortgage, for instance, yes, you can refinance it at a lower rate, but you're going to start paying interest at the top again, right? All your interest is front loaded on those loans. So you go back to that clock ticking all over again when maybe you were really chipping away at the debt in the first place, right? If you had your mortgage 7 or 8 years, there may be a fee for refinancing it, and it may affect other things like your credit report. Okay. So you go and you refinance your loan, and a year later you want to do it again, you refinance your loan again. If there was just a human looking at it, you could say, well, I did it because I got a lower interest rate. But the fact of the matter is the credit reporting bureaus, or in the case of the country, the credit agencies, are looking at that in terms of risk. Why are they pushing interest rates down? Why are they refinancing? What is going on? And so they look at that and they do what they've just done. All three credit agencies have downgraded. I get the willies when I say it, have downgraded the United States. I don't think we've been downgraded. S&P 500 downgraded us in 2011, I think, when there was a fight over the debt ceiling, right? But all three now, Moody's, S&P, and Fitch, have all downgraded the U.S. So, for instance, in your credit report, if you saw that your score went from 750 to 620, that means something to you. And one of the things it means is you're going to have to pay more to borrow money if you can qualify to borrow money. That's
right.
Not a position we want to be in my opinion. We don't want to be in a position as a country where it's more expensive to borrow and more difficult to borrow, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Where we're talking about those U.S. Treasury bonds that people buy, right? That's that is what our debt is. Who wants to buy a U.S. Treasury bond from a company or a country, excuse me, that has just been downgraded, right? You're taking more risk. And the whole point of you buying those bonds is to mitigate your risk. So that's where I'm at with, you know, what could happen here. Now, what does that mean in your pocket? It means that cheaper borrowing could make prices worse. Okay, here's another analogy. A regular old world, we all know how to do this analogy. Okay. If you have lower interest rates, we make them available to everybody, right? It's easier for you to borrow, which means you spend. So more people spending money increases the demand. You've got a store with 10 TVs and 30 people want them. They're going to bid each other up. Okay. The same thing is concern about the country, but for our pocketbooks, that means that the lower prices could drive inflation up. It's called demand pull inflation, right? So that's kind of a scary thing because that's exactly what could be happening here. And we also talked just about short term. He's asking for them to drop the short term rates. But at the beginning of the show, I said, beware because your long term rates could be going in the opposite direction.
So what's happening there?
So short term rates are directly affected by the Fed. They move very quickly. When the Fed says we're going to change the rate on short term interest, they're going to, your car rate or your 1 year loan is going to change almost instantly. They're very fluid. Long term rates, things like mortgages, for instance, those are based on how investors feel about the future because they're looking at 20, 30, 15 years out or whatever. That's a completely different situation. So sometimes, often, when the Fed drops the rate, short-term rates go down, but long-term rates can either stay the same or actually go up. So,
And not good. And so does, okay, so then that leads to less people buying houses or buying things long term, right?
And so if we do this long enough, poorly enough, this could lead to stagflation, right? Which
Okay, what
is
does stagflation mean?
stagflation is when the economy sort of stagnates, right? Our job situation is getting a little weaker right now. If we have high inflation and low employment, right, we're stagnant. We're just sitting there. So stagflation is due when you get that high inflation, but nothing else is keeping up with it. And it's a scary term. Yeah, a little bit.
So I know things are changing minute by minute all the time with the news, but when do we know whether Jerome is going to make this decision or not? Trump is pushing for it, right? But that doesn't mean it's happening.
That doesn't mean it's happening. That's right. And I think it would be really astonishing to see Jerome Powell do this. I mean, I might see him push to a half a percent or maybe even 3/4 of a percent drop over a period of time, sequentially quarter, 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 something like that. But I think what's really on the table here is whether Jerome Powell is going to be the one making this decision or not. You know, who will his replacement be? What relationship will Trump have with that replacement? Will they be put in place simply to get this done? But when we zoom out from this, Jess, because I don't want to make this a political conversation. There's no way to avoid talking about the government when you're talking about what's going on here. But whatever somebody's political preferences are is up to them. I'm just trying to get people to understand the money part of this, right? When you zoom out and you look at this, and you think about the fact that we don't live in a bubble here in the US, right? It's a tiny little world now. Everybody's connected. If it hits the news wire that the Fed of the US government dropped a rate overnight from 4.25, or even over a few months period, from 4.25 to 1%, in my opinion, it will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, we may not be in an emergency situation, but it
But
will
then we
look
will,
as
because
though, yeah, it will look
people
as
will
though we,
panic.
yeah, I mean, it will look as though we, somebody behind the scenes knew something catastrophic was coming and they were trying to prepare for it. And then it will have that domino effect, that ripple effect, right? You think of a run on the bank when that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, that old black and white movie, It's a Wonderful Life. As soon as word gets out that there's, a run, somebody's concerned about the bank, then people panic and they start doing that. And that's the kind of thing I worry about when you see this sort of move, right? I just, I just want to drive home this point about debt again, I think, briefly, because I want the reason I'm talking about this is I think it's so valuable for the average person, everybody, right, to really understand what the heck this means, not just the little soundbite of if the rates drop, I might have to pay more for gas, but how this government is running and what the Federal Reserve decision means and whether they should just agree with Trump, not agree with Trump, why, right? So here's a human example. Imagine you make $60,000 a year, but you've built up $300,000 in debt. Now, I know you're saying I'd never have $300,000 in debt on $60,000 a year. You might,
Probably
because
from a mortgage and cars and stuff, right?
that's right. And that number, those examples are not that far out of whack when we're talking about the United States debt, right? In relation to what we bring in, the amount of debt we have is so enormous, right? So instead of paying that debt down, you just keep rolling it into new loans, lower interest rates. You know, even if you get a better rate, you still have this mountain of debt that doesn't go away. If rates rise again or your income drops, you're in big trouble. Now, the government is not immune to those two things. Rates rise and income drops, right? It's so parallel to your household finances, but it never sounds that way when they're talking about, you know, whatever the generic financial terms are that make everybody nervous. It never sounds like that. So, you know, lowering these rates is like putting a little bandage on a giant wound. It might help for a while, but it's not going to fix the real problem. And
And this is something that's getting pushed now, so it could happen at any time or it could not.
that's right. It could not. I mean, the reason I did this show is because even if this doesn't happen, I hope somebody learned not to be afraid of this stuff and to look at it as though it were your own household finances and to understand what that debt really is. The debt is really the treasury bonds that the US sells that other people are buying to mitigate their risk. So we need to look and behave like a safe haven, or we won't be able to do that. And it's a downward spiral from that point. Yeah.
I think breaking it down to like your household, it does make it so much easier to understand. So thank you for doing that for sure.
I hope so.
All right, let me get your phone number.
Sure, it's 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram on WHMP. Thank you.
Thank you, Jess. Will you help us spread the word about financial fitness? Please like, subscribe, and choose all. Thank you. Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by
Hug Your Money, it's where you belong. Your future's waiting, steady and strong. Dignity shines in the small.
Financial literacy and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham.
Bear Country 95.3. It's Bear in the Morning. I'm Jess, and I'm joined by the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham. Hi.
Hey, Jess, what about the rest of us?
What do you mean?
You know, the people who aren't young enough to get a discount because they're a student, and they're not old enough to get a perk because they're a senior.
And this was what we talked about for Saturday's show. And it was fun because I'm all about Groupon, discount, matinee movie. Anyway, I can save a couple of dollars.
Yeah, we talked about sneaky little discounts that, and sometimes big discounts that you probably qualify for and don't even know it. So these are not things that you have to be low income to qualify for, or you have to be a certain age. Everybody can use these, even the people that are under 25 or 30, and even the seniors. But there were some fun things, and we went through a whole list of them. So, just a couple little highlights. One might be ask your HR person for some of the discounts that we're talking about. You may already have a discount on your cell phone through the company you work for.
Yeah, but I've
Or
never thought that you would get a discount through the company.
you just have to remember that when there's power, when there are numbers, there's strength. And so when they have a lot of employees, they may get a good deal and they may pass that along to employees. You might get a discount on software, or if you shop at that big red Target store, I gave you some ways to get serious discounts there on everything from groceries to baby items, right? Travel discounts we talked about, that things that we never talked about before, right? That would allow you to really save money when you're traveling. And one of my favorite things was about AARP. And remember, I said we're not talking to seniors here. Seniors can use it, but there's an AARP tip we give in the show that will tell you how you can take advantage of those discounts. And they are huge. AARP is enormous. They get really great, great rates on all kinds of things.
Yeah, there was a lot of tips that I'm planning on using right away. So if you like to save money like I do, don't miss Saturday's show. In the meantime, though, I want to give out your phone number.
Of course, it's 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jess. Hi, it's Frances. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the money doctor, Dr. Frances Ram. Hi.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I am good. What are we covering today?
All right. If you're not young enough to get a student perk, right, a student discount, you're not old enough to get a senior perk, you're stuck in the middle, do you have any discounts available? And it turns out you do. Lots of them that you may not even know you qualify for.
Okay, this is my kind of show because you know I love like a Groupon, a discount of any kind. Makes me happy.
Well, we want to make you happy, Jess, that's for sure. Okay, so really, what about the rest of us, right? Those sort of sneaky discounts that you might not even know you qualify for. So let's be honest. I mean, students and seniors get all the breaks, right? And the people in the middle, you're either waiting until, wow, I can't wait till I get my senior discount, or you're just trying to figure out how are you going to stay afloat.
Or you're trying to
So
tell the kids that they're only six today. Only six.
have you done that? Have you actually done that?
That. Like when you got into like a restaurant and it's like kids under six eat free and they're seven. You're six. Anybody asks you're six.
It's funny because I'm tiny, right? I'm 5 feet tall. My family it used to drive me crazy when I was a kid. I mean, this is a little personal stuff, but that's what we're talking about today is personal savings, right? And they would say, "Oh no, you can do it. Tell them you're under 12." And I'd be like 14. No, I don't want to tell them I'm under 12. So how can you save money if you're not going to do that? All right, first up, and we're going to talk about things like tuition, home discounts, you name it, we're going to talk about it. Shopping discounts, right? All right, but first up, let's talk about home. We just off air, we're talking a little bit about it's a heat wave right now,
Yeah, it is.
and I don't have an air conditioner on purpose. I have an air conditioner, I don't run it. I run the whole house fan at night and I draw the cool air in, but that means you have to have cool air to do it. So if you're not able to do that, and even that uses energy, how might you save some money, regardless of whether you're low income or what age you are? Doesn't matter. You don't have to qualify for this. There in almost every state is some sort of savings program like we have here called Mass Save. So there's an energy program of some sort. Now, we've talked about this before that you might save money on your heating system or a cooling system. You might get a 0% loan, or you might just, get a big discount or some reimbursement. But did you know that you can get it on a refrigerator or a
No.
humidifier or a dehumidifier?
Is this if you buy like a specific kind or?
It's if you buy one that is Energy Star rated, right? So you can get like $75 back, I think it is, on a refrigerator, and $40 back on dehumidifiers through MassSave if you live in Massachusetts. So you can just go visit MassSave. That's MASS, three S's, MASSSAVE.com, and you can book a free home energy audit. So the audit's free. Then they're going to give you a bunch of energy saving light bulbs and some other information. They will reimburse. I think it even might be 100% now. I remember getting 75% reimbursement on my insulation in certain
Oh.
areas of my house.
Okay, so this is mainly though if you own and not rent, right?
This is if you own and not rent. However, that's a really good point. Tell your landlord. Want to be a
Yeah.
friendly, happy tenant? Hey, guess what kind of discounts we can get?
Save me some money, yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to the money doctor, and she says if you call, you can get these discounts. All right, let's talk about one that I think you can tell me if you know this. That if you do,
Okay.
it's fine, but I was surprised to find this. Amazon household sharing. Your Amazon
Oh,
Prime account?
yeah.
Yeah.
How can you share? What do you mean share? Like share the products you buy?
Two people in the same household can share that membership. That's
Oh.
$139 savings a year.
Oh, well, I mean, everybody just uses mine in my family, whether they live in my house or not.
Yeah,
Everybody
well,
just.
I suppose that's true, but I have a situation where, we have two people that don't always live in the same house, right? But we have another address that's similar, and we can share that Amazon Prime account between us as long as things get shipped there. So, but that covers your streaming, everything under that one Amazon account. So rather than paying $139 a piece for each of you, maybe you have an adult child living with you, or maybe there's somebody living with you that is not your spouse or partner, and you didn't know that you can use the sharing, but you can. So you could either split the cost with them, right? And each share half, or you could just be a nice person and say, hey, use my account.
Yeah, and also be careful if you keep your credit card in there because if you have a nephew like mine, suddenly I have like a new movie release that I've rented like three times a week. I'm like, oh, did I enjoy that movie? And he'll just rent right on there.
Yeah. Well,
Separate issue.
a separate issue. Yeah, I actually had a client who had several grandchildren. He was the nice grandfather, and they were all living with him. And he would come to me and say, can you help me? Because there's all these charges on my bank account. And I would call the bank, and they'd say, well, it's legit, Yeah. So, oh, speaking of that, streaming, here's a little streaming trick, you can use. You can rotate. You know how we talk about credit reports? You can rotate your credit reports so you draw one from one credit reporting agency and one from another in the next quarter. Do the same thing with your streaming. Instead of having them all loaded up together, pay for Hulu while you need it, maybe watch it for a few months, cancel it, then pay for Netflix for a few months, whatever. So that they're not all on all at the same time. So you
Yeah, that's
can
a good
rotate your
idea. And a
streaming
lot of
channels.
times the shows are staggered. So, like a new show will be out on Hulu, and then another new one might be coming in the fall on a different thing. I also do my little trick. If there's a show I really want to watch and I know I'm going to watch it quickly, I just do the free trial for 7 days,
Yeah.
make sure I watch it before the trial is up, and then cancel it.
We did call this sneaky tricks, and that's one of them. I am a big fan of the trial and cancel. If I love it, I keep it, right? But if it's not what I wanted, or if I only needed it for a moment, you can cancel. That's why they allow you to cancel. Yeah. If you pay annually, if you have the cash flow to be able to pay annually, probably doesn't make sense to put it on a credit card at a high rate, right? If you have the cash flow to pay annually, or you can put it on a low rate card of some sort and you're sure you're going to pay it off, paying for it annually will save you some money. Like Disney will be $132 a year, but if you pay for it annually, it's 109, right? So all of these little things add up. They really do. Let's talk about auto and travel, because it's the time of year that people are traveling for vacation. Well, people are always traveling for vacation, right? But this time of year, people are really, traveling. Gas prices are high, all of that. First thing I want to tell you is there's two big box. I hardly ever talk about a big box store, but today we're going to talk about a few because it means discounts, right? Power. Power means discounts, lots of people. So Costco or BJ's, if you're traveling, even if you don't shop for bulk items there, right? You can get your travel discounts there. And they offer things like rental cars and hotels and cruises. much lower than, am I going to say it? I don't know. Expedia, it's right. It's lower than those things, up to 30% lower. So here's an example. I looked up a rental car from in Boston. If you could rent a rental car, it was a 5-day rental car was $60 rather than $100 at some of the other sites.
Per day, you mean?
Yeah, per day, right? Yeah,
Okay. Like, where are you getting 5 days for $60? I'm going there.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, but $40 over 5 days, maybe it doesn't sound like much, but when you're trying to travel on the cheap, you want these kinds of things.
Yeah, it's a tank of gas, or hopefully for a small car. Yeah.
For sure. Amtrak does the smart fare thing. I think we've talked about this before. They do a smart fare thing where they rotate their fares, Boston to New York. Again, this is in Massachusetts. You can do this anywhere the Amtrak is. Boston to New York on a rotated fare was like $32 instead of 68.
What does a
Okay.
rotated fare mean?
A rotated perk, actually. So
Oh,
they
okay.
don't always have it, but this week it might be
Right, so
Boston to New
check
York.
always because
Another
you don't
week it
know.
might be. Yes,
Okay,
exactly.
got it.
Auto insurance, if you're going to drive your car, right? Auto insurance perks, less than 7,500 miles a year, you can, if you have a clean driving record, get a pretty good discount. But guess what? You
What?
have to ask for it. Most of the insurance companies are not going to give it to you. But like Geico and some of the other companies, up to 30%
Oh,
discount
that's really good.
is huge on your auto insurance, right? But they won't tell you unless you ask because they don't want to give money away. Now, I want to remind people that this is not if you are low income. It's not if you are under 25 or over 65. These are tips, perks, savings that everybody can use,
Well,
right?
don't you find, especially being a financial coach, it seems to me like the people that I know that have more money are more frugal and more, they find these kinds of things. It's not like they're just blowing money on whatever. It seems like they're really smart about what they're spending the extra money on versus what they're not.
I don't find
In
that.
general, you don't,
No, I don't find that. What I find is that people with plenty of money who don't, I mean, maybe they have a little more time or they care a little bit more about big vacations where they see big numbers, like we're going to, Europe for 3 weeks. Then they'll shop, right? But most of the time it's like, yeah, I want that rental car. I get enough money
I'll
to
just
pay
get
for it.
it.
I don't really care. Where I do see that and it does matter is the what we used to call the middle class, right? The rest of the people that are not making a fortune and not skimping. They're kind of like doing okay, probably in their maybe not peak years, but building up in their late 30s up to late 40s or even early 50s. Then they're saying, no, I really want to do this well, and I'm going to look at this. I'm going to put it into AI and ask where my best discounts are. I'm going to put in those travel sites and see how things compare. So yeah, I think people are, especially right now, the reason I'm doing this show right now, especially, is people are cutting back on things. And they may be cutting back on things that don't need to be cut back on, right?
Another tip that you have brought up before in a past show, which I think is really important right now too, is when you're getting gas, make sure you join all those rewards programs because we're worried about gas going up, but even 5 cents a gallon. I just did it yesterday, like putting in a phone number to save it because a lot of times you forget, and some places go up to like 10 cents per gallon.
Exactly. I've been doing that same thing for a long time. And one of the stores that I have that at, I have a few of them, right? But one of the stores that I have that at tells you what your lifetime savings are. And
Oh, nice.
I'm up to like $385 in gas savings at 10 cents a gallon. I don't do anything about it. I just go to that station and I look for the price, right? I don't know. Yeah, I used to feel like when gas prices are low, if you're driving to the next town for a penny off your gallon, you're wasting your money, right? But when gas prices are higher, 10 cents a gallon matters. You start to add that up, right? Well, 10 cents a gallon would matter even if they were low, I guess, but you get my point. When prices are higher, people really start to find those deals, and that stuff does add up. And if you don't have to do anything to get it, that's fine. Speaking of that, there's a lot of retail shopping discount things that we can talk about too. One of them that comes to mind is one with a big box store. You'll recognize it with a big red dial and white rings around it, right?
Giant red
And
balls in the parking lot. Yep. I
So
also did something that was really smart yesterday that I think you're going to be proud of. So I want to tell you about that too coming up.
great.
All right. If you want more info, you can go to hugyourmoney.com and we'll be back with part two of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, next on WHMP.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hi, Jess.
We're talking about discounts. And what's interesting is you didn't tell me we were going to be talking about this. And yesterday I just did this because I have, 9 million subscriptions because I got rid of cable thinking I was going to save myself some money. And of course I've got all these TV ones. So I went through it. I'm like, oh, I don't really need this one. I don't need this one. I don't need this one. So when I went on to cancel, then all of a sudden all these offers popped up. Like I'm paying, I don't know, $12.99 per month for, say, Acorn, because I like those murder mystery things. And they're like, if you keep it for 3 more months, you can get it for $2.99 a month. Or
Wow.
Stars, I think, was like 99 cents a month instead of what you're paying. So sometimes if you go and act like you're going to cancel, if
Yeah.
it's something you really want to keep. I mean, I know what you're going to say, like, if they're talking you into staying and you didn't really need it, you're not saving money. But if it's something you were planning on keeping anyway, if you do that, sometimes they'll give you a discount.
You're right. That is what I was going to say. But yes, I think that's true. And I actually tell clients that, tell them you're going to leave. I just told somebody close to me, they were paying almost $300 a month in their internet, Xfinity stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you can't, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just call them and say, no, I want to unbundle things. I want to leave. I'm going stream. They hate that word, stream.
Yeah.
But you can save a lot of money. Absolutely. No, I think, all's fair in love and war, and getting discounts, especially if you're in that area that we're talking about where you're not young enough to get the student discounts, you're not old enough to get the senior perks, you're in the middle. Of course, everybody can use the tips we're giving you. They're not age specific, right?
Yeah.
But for those people in the middle, the working generation that, or generations that don't fit on either end of that pole, here's some tips. I told you we would talk about retail and everyday shopping tips.
Okay.
So that store with a big red circle, Target, right? Target Circle has, I don't know if you've shopped in a Target lately, but depending on the size of the store, they now have grocery area.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can save on things, including fresh fruit. It's one of the most expensive things we buy is fruit. If you're looking at fresh vegetables and fruit. So you get personalized discounts on produce, pantry staples, baby items, you name it. It's free to join and it's easy to clip coupons right from their app. Right?
So it goes like right on your phone probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super easy. And you get some discounts, right? CVS has, and all these are free to join. Well, CVS has a little fee, I think, $5.
Yeah.
Maybe no, maybe it's free. CVS has an extra care pass thing. I think you pay $5 a month.
I think
but
you pay $5 too. Yeah.
Yeah. You pay $5 a month, but you get $10 in promo bucks. That's what
right.
it is.
I will say though, with Target, okay, even though you're clipping coupons, I go in there and spend way more than I had planned because I always find 12 other things that I like. Do you actually go in there and just get what you need?
So I am pretty good at that, believe it or not.
Okay.
Target's not a store that I shop at a lot, to tell you the truth, but it's a good place to get some discounts. I tend to make my list. I really practice what I preach. Sounds so geeky, right? But, I also have a lot of experience at this. I have experience at being very poor, right? I have experience at digging out of a bankruptcy. I have experience at launching a business, at growing it, and having to do a lot of things on a shoestring budget to begin with. So, that you get some chops on that stuff. I know you know what I'm talking about, raising children, right?
Yeah.
As a single mom, you hone some skills about getting discounts. And one of the things I have is I tend to make a list when I'm not rushed, when I'm not hungry, right?
Yeah.
When things
That's
are
a big one.
calmer. Yeah,
I
late
also
late
still
at
take
night.
your I still take your tip always that put it, leave it in your cart for a while and then decide at the end, which is so smart.
Give it a ride in your cart. That's what we say. Give it a ride in your cart. And if you still love it before you get to the grocery, I mean, before you get to the checkout, then you keep it. But you don't make these decisions at the checkout counter because that's where the pressure is. If you ever find yourself saying, well, I'll just get it and I'll return it if it's not right, then you don't really love it right now. Right? Although
And then
I'm
also, it's
big
the
on returning stuff.
most dangerous place is by the cash register because they have all those last minute items.
Yeah, impulse buys. Yeah. I will say though, I am a strong believer in returning things. If I get something and it's not right, right? It's broken, it's not what they said it was going to be. You can bet I'm clicking that button and returning it, right?
This reminds me, I have an Amazon package in my front seat of my car right now that has to be returned.
Well, they've made it so easy though to return things now. Drive it over to the UPS store or whatever. It's a piece of cake. So don't be shy about returning things. Never let guilt make you keep a package, for instance, like, oh, I ordered it and I shouldn't have, so I'll keep it, right? Their models, believe me, the models are made for you to be able to return things. These companies are not going broke on it, or it wouldn't keep happening that you can return things for free. So.
And this is also another area too, kind of like we talked about with the TV. Like, for example, I got Madden a basketball hoop for like a he's six, so it was like an indoor basketball hoop at Christmas time, and he didn't like it. So I was going to return it, and then as I was returning it, they're like, "Are you sure you want to return it? We'll take $30 off if you don't return it." Like they were offering, and I still wanted to return it, but just if you check with that, sometimes it's the same thing as like the TV where they'll give you a discount in order to not return
I don't believe you that he's six anymore. I think he's eight.
it. He's giant.
So I think that is very true. In fact, I recently had a very interesting experience, just the same sort of thing. I ordered something, it came in. There was nothing wrong with it, but it wasn't working for my application. So I said I wanted to return it. And they said, keep it. For free, just keep it. They don't, they, and this has happened several times. Keep it for free. They don't want to pay the shipping back. The product was not worth as much in product as it was in shipping that they had to pay. So they
Well,
just
that
said,
didn't
keep
happen
it.
to me, but that would have been great.
You might find it more and more these days because shipping costs are going up. Everything's going up, right?
You
But
gotta double check though too. Like you always tell me to double check, and I did double check on this. And when I returned it, I waited, I don't know how many days to get my refund on my Amazon account, and they minus $10 off for, I don't know, some like problem with the product, like a damaged box or something, or it was used. And I called them on it. I'm like, I never even opened this, so I want that $10 back. And they did credit me back, but I almost think that they do that to see if you even notice.
you wonder. I mean, I wonder about this stuff too. The days of people paying attention and going, let's build this model so that, we'll do this and see if they notice. I think it starts with humans like that. But I do think that huge companies like Amazon are using algorithms, and I'm sure they are programmed to do certain things like that that are a little sneaky, a little sneaky, so they don't have to pay the money. Speaking of a little sneaky, though, you can be a little sneaky and get some of these discounts. One of the things you can do is you can put some browser extensions on. These are little free things that just hide up there in your browser bar, but they work behind the scenes. I think we used to talk about one called Rakuten or something like that. Rakuten, I think, was one of the names. But right now, I'm talking about Retail Me Not, Retail Me Not. And
I've heard that.
honey, right? Those two, they find discounts. So you can save 10 to 15% on some of these items if you just have that little thing up there. Nike, Macy's, Old Navy, they all give discounts to those Retail Me Not and honey things. So if you're buying things like that, you don't have to search for codes. You just add, here, you clicking on it right now, Jess.
I
He's
saw one
making
that
a
was like
note.
there was one that was Capital One Shopping, and I'm like, is this a scam or is this legit? You know, where they say they save you money.
Yeah, you do have to be careful. Do your research, check. That's a good point. Anytime you're worried about it, type something into a browser. Is this a scam? Look at Snopes. Is this legit? You'll get stuff that will pop up saying either this is not legit, it's a scam, stay away from it, or there's not enough information to know yet. That always worries me. If there's not enough information to know yet, it's too new for you to trust it. Yeah. Okay. If you're patient or if your birthday is coming up soon, you can exactly, go get a birthday discount at places like Panera, Sephora, Starbucks, free drinks, free pastries, mini makeup kits, those kinds of things. Before we run out of time here, and we're almost out of time, I bet, I wanted to hit a couple of things that were really important. One is employer discounts, and one is tuition reimbursement. They sort of go hand in hand. You ask your HR person, right? You may already have discounts on things like your cell phone, believe it or not, through your employer, Verizon, AT&T. So yeah, a gym membership, I think some people know about, through their health benefit. Sometimes office software like Microsoft or Adobe, you might get a discounted rate if you're buying the program just because you're an employee of a certain company. And absolutely, yes, financial wellness, whether it's through our company, Hug Your Money, or it's a different plan, but ask about financial wellness, which may be a perk, a free perk, or a discounted rate through your employer. And then last but not least, tuition. Some of these companies will reimburse tuition, up to $5,250. So usually your first year, what a freshman would get in college, if you're not doing the free tuition thing through, community college already. A few examples would be Starbucks, Amazon, Walmart. Those places will reimburse for tuition. So, always check their websites. Never just trust that I'm always right. I'm not omnipotent. And but it's a good lead to start getting some discounts because you know what? You work hard. Your money should work harder and smarter.
Another quick thing just before we go that you mentioned before, a lot of places where you think, oh, a senior discount, you have to be 65. There's a lot of places that start at like 50.
You know what? Great last tip. AARP. I can't believe I'm saying it. You do not have to be 50 to join AARP and get the discounts. You can
Oh, that's
join
awesome.
AARP at any age. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. All right. Well, let's get your phone number. To
Sure.
get if
It's,
anybody has any questions or more info.
of course, 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. This was fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You know what we'll do next? We'll have coming up senior tips. We'll do an episode on senior tips and an episode
Okay.
for students or people under a certain age, under 30.
All right, perfect. And we'll be back next week with another edition of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, right here on WHMP.
Underwritten by
Mission granted, chase your dream.
Financial literacy and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham.
That nobody's telling you because nobody cares enough to actually give you the truth. You're missing the moment. Or every time somebody walks into the open house, your voice goes up an octave. Or when you're talking to them, you're rocking back and forth and you don't realize it. There are all these physical cues that people are just not getting. So it's a tough love workshop.
Swiveling back and forth.
Yes. It's hard for people to plant themselves in their power.
Hi, it's Francis. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.